This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got to pump it up.
Friday. Welcome to the show, PXY Mornings. My name is Moose. That's Breezy Breeze.
Good morning.
27 and sunny for the high today. We got Nelly and Ja Rule tickets we're going to be giving away in just a little bit. The webs we weave.
Convoluted, to say the very least.
We continue the conversation, but first, let's get after it. If you missed the last segment, so I was talking about a dear friend of mine, very close friend, Jenny, and she dropped some information.
She's like, please stop saying my name.
No, I don't think she minds. She's not probably not going to hear this. So,
she listens to the podcast religiously.
She's been dating this guy, not here locally, but for about 6 months or so, and she told me she started to fall in love with the guy. And then this past Monday, she found out that he was married. Mm. Had no idea. And I asked her, what's her next move? You going to tell his wife? Are you just going to sweep it under the rug, block him, move on with your life? And then that triggered a lot of calls. If you missed the call we got with Clarissa, who has no problem doing what she's doing, take a quick listen to what she had to say.
I mean, it doesn't feel good when you find out that you're the other woman, but it takes time, I think, to grow together and know your person. And it just doesn't bother me anymore. I know he loves me. I fell in love with him, so there's no way I'm going to be the one to walk away. And him and his wife have been together for 6 years, and they are not compatible at all. So I'm not worried about it. If she wants to be the one to walk away and take his kids, then of course, even better.
Even better. So
even better.
We asked the question, if you found out the guy you were dating had a family or a wife on the side, would you do everything in your power to get a hold of the wife and let them know? Right. Clarissa says, absolutely not. It's not really my problem. She's got no issue with being the other woman. 585-252-9800. Mm-hmm. I mean, because like we said, everyone's always talking about girl code, right?
Yeah.
So does this fall under the umbrella of that? Some people care, some people don't. And it's just some people have no shame whatsoever. And we had another Clarissa call the last break.
Yes, we did. Big Clarissa energy this morning. Huge.
And what she had to say was she was also with a guy for quite some time. And she left her husband. He was supposed to leave his wife. That didn't happen.
Didn't follow it up on his end of the bargain.
And she was left holding the bag. And it's really sad. Let me go to the phones. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
I'd rather not say, but I can say that I was the wife. He's divorced now.
A different perspective this morning.
I have lots of perspective.
Please
on the
share.
Wife's point of view.
Okay, you don't have to tell us your name. That's no problem. Tell us your backstory. What happened?
So my ex-husband met his, at the time, mistress at work.
Okay.
I had no clue. I had just had our second child. And yes, and I had no clue. I was in that postpartum stage. And
sure.
And he spent more time away from the house, and it all came to a blow one day. And he left, to go try things with her. And then after about a month or two, I'd say, he tried to come back. But he was back and forth between us.
Oh, you let him come back,
which
though.
Neither of us knew. Kind of. We tried to work it out for the kids.
Sure.
But he still wasn't back at the house. And he told many lies of where he was staying. Meanwhile, he was with her, staying with her in her house. And that just wasn't going to work out for me once I realized I was an option and he was weighing his options.
Oh, that's terrible. And this was your, you were pregnant, you said, or you just had your child. You just had your child. That's, oh, that's.
So how did this all come to the forefront? Was it like your aha gotcha, or was it like he told you?
No, it took many months for him to admit it to me, mm-hmm. even though I knew he wouldn't say. And I knew that he was feeding lies to her and to me because he was just telling everyone all these lies and had all these, it was very, he had kind of lost his mind a little bit. He honestly was unwell. And I could tell. And I didn't want that person around my children anymore. But when I tried to break things off for good with him,
he lost it.
He lost it.
Right.
He completely lost it because he thought he was going to have the both of us. He was going to have his cake and eat it too.
No, and it put a lot into perspective that that's it. Everything he had was officially going to be gone, mm-hmm. and it hit home. And you guys
and
were,
it wasn't his choice.
And you were married for how long?
We were together 10 years.
You know, I think what's shocking here is that when you think you know somebody and they do this, and then it just, I don't know, it just, it blows you away because you think you know somebody and you really don't.
So what ended up happening with him and her, and where are you now?
So there was a last effort, and when I told him it's not ever going to happen, he went back to her. Mm-hmm. They got married about, I don't know, a month or so later. And I did my whole healing process for a couple of years.
Good for you.
I am now remarried. And I don't know how he feels, but I'm very happy. And we co-parent just fine.
And they're still together?
Yes, they are.
It's so weird how some things work out.
And you know, to her, though, I don't think that she ever knew his attempts to come back to his family.
Yeah. Oh, God, no.
Probably not.
Absolutely. He never knew
you
that.
Think he was open
Absolutely
about that?
Not.
Clearly not. I doubt that.
No.
You
no.
know? I'm glad that you're happy. I'm glad that you took time to heal.
Right.
And I'm sorry you went through all that. But, you know, you're better off now, and that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. To any of the wives that may be getting cheated on, don't be an option.
Can I ask
Period.
You something?
Period.
Can I ask you real quick? Did you hear that woman, Clarissa, that called up? She's currently with a married guy right now, but says it's not her responsibility to let that woman know that...
What are your thoughts on that?
Girl code?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the girl never told me anything. It was just...
Would you have wanted her to, though? Like, truthfully?
Yeah, the thing with me is I went through the stage of hating her, being sick. I mean, I was sick.
Oh, of course.
I was, like, physically sick for a long time. I definitely would want to know, but I don't know if it would be from her.
Correct.
Got it.
But I would want to know just so I don't want to be with a person like that. I didn't want to be with someone who would leave his family and who would choose me, have me as an option.
Of course
not.
I
hope that she finds out, the wife. I don't know about The other person is not, obviously, she's not a very good person, to be honest.
Well,
Anon,
thank you so much for sharing your side this morning, and best of luck to you. You're the best.
Yeah, we appreciate it. You obviously did what was best for you and your kids, so thank you again. Okay, let's, who else is here? Let me get to one more caller. This is a hot topic for a lot of people, because there are a lot of people listening who've been through it.
It's a hot button issue. It's a hot button issue, for sure.
PXY, who's this?
Cassandra.
Hi, Cassandra.
What's up, Cassandra?
Hi. So I definitely do have to weigh in. I've been married, and I've been the one that's been cheated on.
Okay.
He actually got another woman pregnant, and he contacted me. She let me know. I immediately split up with him. It's not something that I would personally tolerate. Fast forward, I ended up with somebody else. We had children. I was pregnant. He ended up having another, relationship numerous times.
Sandra.
Yeah, like, Yeah, so we, you know, we also split as well. It's not something like I said I personally tolerate.
Right.
When it comes to telling somebody, absolutely, it's not as if I haven't found out that I'm a side piece, and I 100% would tell somebody. It's not even just a girl code. It's more of just like the human decency. If you want to take whatever information that you have and you want to act on it, fine. But as like the moral, like right thing to do is to be like, hey, listen, I just want to let you know that the person that you're with every single day is just not as loyal and respectful to you as you think, and do what you want, whether it's, you know, you guys get therapy together, you guys talk it out, but at least you know, and you're not being cheated that information.
Yeah,
that,
sure.
And do you think that it all holds any weight though at all, considering the fact that they were a huge role in that dishonesty, the person who's saying that to you?
As far as,
like,
what
do you
mean?
Think it holds any weight if, like, because I see this, we see this all the time, right? It's a tale as old as time of the person comes forward, the mistress comes forward, and they're like, well, I don't believe you and I don't trust you because you also were being deceitful and you also were playing into this cheating scandal, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've had some, it actually just happened just recently. There was a gentleman that I was talking to for months. Found out that they've actually had a girlfriend for almost a decade. I had reached out and they were really upset. And I was like, hey, I didn't know. When I found out, I let you know. I understand that you're upset. Like, I totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
But just so you know, they've been blocked. This is what's going on. I want nothing to do with the situation. You know, so I know that they're going to be angry. And I know that that's a risk that you're taking. But at least at the end of the day, you know, you can at least be honest and know, like, hey, listen, I at least came forward and tried to do my best.
Sure.
But once I find out, it's not as if it's like, well, maybe they'll just be with me, or I don't even want any part of that. Because if you're going to deceive somebody else, you're definitely going to do it to the next person. So it's not even something I want to partake in.
With a woman of your track record, so to speak, how does someone like you, who's been through what you've been through, not continue to just hate men from here on out?
How will you ever love again?
How have you been able to heal from just being done wrong on so many different occasions? Like, what's your point of view now on dating and relationships?
My point of view is still the same. I think that everybody is different. We've all gone through different experiences. I think as you get older and you go through what I, you know, those life lessons of like these people doing you wrong, that you get a little bit more closer to what you want. And so you become a little bit more selective and find those like high value people instead of just kind of like settling at that point in time.
Sure.
Clearly there was a low self-esteem issue on my part.
Right.
So I know that I gravitated towards those people that were just like, you know, feeding that. So like my whole view on dating isn't like, oh, I hate all men or anything like that. It's something that everybody is different, and you got to be aware. And if things are kind of red flags, you got to look into them. Ignorance is not bliss. You can't have your rose colored glasses on, but you can't just like shut everybody out either, because you're just going to miss out.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing all that with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no, not a problem.
All right, thank you. Have a great Friday and a good weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you guys for sharing this one.
Cassandra, Clarissa, Clarice.
I think we can all agree that a majority of people are facing a battle that others know nothing about, even in relationships. Everybody goes through their crap. And, you know, like she said, it's just really good not to have your guard up 24/7. You want to be able to let people in. But pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention to the flags, the green ones or the red ones. Because if somebody shows you who they are, you got to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
You know?
That is true.
All right. Thank you guys for all the calls this morning on this. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
98 PXY.
Happy Friday. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. Let's talk about our sweet, sweet Barbara Madison.
Oh. What's up, Barbie?
She was one of the 25,000 drivers caught by the New York State Department of Transportation's automated speed radar on I-490 in downtown Rochester. She received the ticket in the mail. She had no idea this was happening. Neither did we. We all got tickets. I got three.
All got tickets.
She said, I just decided I couldn't fight it. I didn't want to fight it.
She's like, I have no fight left in me.
She goes, I was probably guilty. So she decided to pay the $50 fine for going 11 miles over the 40-mile-per-hour speed limit, and so she wrote a check. And the DOT's website instructs to write NYS Work Zone Speed Enforcement Program on the check. But Madison wrote New York State Work Zone Speed, just due to the limited space.
It was like one line.
Yeah, you run out of room.
I can't write a J.K. Rowling novel on the check. I'm so sorry.
You run out of room. She says, I ran out of room, as one would do. I didn't put in the word enforcement because I just didn't have enough room, she explained.
There's no room.
She mailed the check to the state's third-party vendor, which is located in Philadelphia. It got a stamp endorsement, but when she looked at the check after it was cashed, her payable line was changed to a series of random numbers. Someone had altered her check, and that's a no-no. You cannot do it.
Not the New York State speeding ticket getting sent to Pennsylvania.
I'm just giving a heads up.
Make it make sense.
That if you paid one of these DOT speeding tickets by check, you should check your account to see what it looks like. Because last week, the state DOT had said, this is a situation they're looking into with their payment processing vendor. Because if someone alters a check in any way, it is considered check fraud. And the bank can refuse it and not honor the check. They won't cash it. So look into that. Check your statements. Because the DOT radar SUV ticketed 25,000 drivers in 26 days. This was from September to early last month. While parked on an I-490, we all saw the white Jeep Cherokee. We saw it. We all drove past it going 5 miles over the speed limit, and we all got a $50 ticket.
I didn't know the speed limit. There was no signs, so.
I just want to assume when
it's
you see construction workers.
It's 30 on 490. It is? There was no signs posted. And that also seems like a massive safety hazard to everyone but the workers.
So I fought it. And they just sent a letter back in the mail last week that they declined my letter that I wrote in.
Yeah, they're not going
to. I was so pissed. So anyways, yes. If you are still writing a check like our sweet, sweet Barbara, this is someone's grandmother we're talking about, then go ahead and check your statements. It's a mess over there. All right, it's Friday. A bunch of us got something we need to get off our chest after this long, cold week. Breezy and I...
This is the longest week of my life.
It is. We're going to give you a chance to do that next. Send us a message at 585-252-9800 for our segment, There I Said It. We'll get to all your unpopular opinions next.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hip music station, 98 BXY.
585-252-9800. That's the number to just blow some smoke. Let's blow some steam. It's Moose. It's Breezy. Welcome to Friday, you guys. It is Friday the 13th.
Spooky.
That's what's up. Breezy and I are going to be hosting Taylor Swift's birthday party tonight.
Yes, we're very excited, guys. Honestly, there are three like separate parties happening, and we're going to be at all of them. I'm going to be at the YMCA Innovation Square at 5:30 for the pre-party. Then the concert that we're hosting at Innovation Square Theater, that's at 8. And I think, you're going to unwind after?
Yeah, I'll be at one of the bars belly up.
Perfect. I absolutely love that for you. It's going to be a fun time. So even if you didn't get a ticket to the show, there's ample opportunity to come hang with us after and before as well.
All right, let's get into your unpopular opinions. Megan is first. She says, if you're a single man with a cat, I will not be dating you. It's a turnoff to all women. There, I said it. Is that true? All women are turned off by a guy with a cat?
I'm not the person to be asking.
No, I know.
So
you hate cats. You hate animals.
And I don't like men, so.
You hate all fruit.
Oh, I do. This person says, the concept of talking back only exists to toxic people. There, I said it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that true? I don't know. Yeah, a lot of people.
That I don't know.
I don't know, man. This is a toss-up for me. I was trying yesterday because I did the news story about how Nick Tahoe's got robbed. Or there was an attempted burglary. Somebody broke in. They couldn't get through that safe. But Alex Tahoe's pissed. It's got to be an inside job. They shut off the security cameras. The alarms didn't go off. Nothing. Cut a hole in the ceiling right above the safe. They knew where it was.
Mission impossible.
And I'm reading this story yesterday, and I'm starting to think in my head, I'm like, where's the best place in Rochester to get a garbage plate? And we've asked that question numerous times, and people are like, Charlie's, Dogtown.
Bill Gray's.
Bill Gray's is a big one. I actually love their plate. Or Steve T's. I'm a huge Steve T's guy.
But Dogtown.
Is Steve T's better than Tahoe's?
I think that's something you're going to have to go on a journey by yourself with and, like, figure out. Like, I think you should, I honestly think you should do a video. I really do. It'd be really great video content for you to go.
And all, like, the plates?
Yeah, and try all the plates and, like, do, like, what I did with French onion soup. I mean, it's the same thing.
Oh, yeah. My doctor would not be happy about that.
I mean, do it for the content. You know what I mean?
Communicate.
If you're a true Rochesterian, you'll do it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Cool. I just got to fast. Communication won't solve everything. Truth is, most men suck at communication and don't know how to express themselves. It's sad, but it's true. There, I said it. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. This person says, it's okay to bring store-bought food to a potluck. There, I said it. There's going to be a lot of Christmas parties. Come on. I know. This weekend, I'm going to two, and I'm like, what are we bringing? What's going on?
Who's not doing that? You go, you pick it up at the store. You take it out of its tin foil tray. You put it in a nice pot that you have at home. You bring it over. You wrap some foil over it. Like, oh, Martha, this is beautiful. Thank you. I've done it multiple times.
That's going through way too much effort. I would just bring it in what it came in.
No, I want them to think that I made it.
I don't need
it. Intern Jackie, let's get to your unpopular opinion for today.
Okay.
Grip it and rip it.
If you're in college, you need to act like it. You're not a kid anymore. Your parents aren't there to clean up after yourself. Why are you still making a mess at your grown age?
Sounds like someone's fighting with their roommates.
Oh, yeah. You got a roommate issue?
Not even roommates. Like, people in entire dorms. They leave towels and trash down the hallway. Ew. What are we, in middle school?
The girls or the boys?
It's co-ed.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever gone into a guy's dorm room and there was just, like, poop on the floor and stuff on the walls?
Not that specifically.
Okay.
But statistically, it's worse than my room, so.
Yeah, well, it is true. Girls are definitely messier than guys.
That's not true at all.
Let's go over to Matt.
Actually. Guys are disgusting.
I've cleaned women's bathrooms, and the things that I've seen there are unforgiving.
Yeah, because we got our period. Sorry.
But why on the ceiling? Matt says, yo, what's up, guys? Happy Friday. Can we normalize cleaning our sheets once a month?
This really isn't leaning into your take.
Totally overkill. There, I said it. I don't know. I agree, Matt. I do every 2 weeks. I wash my sheets. I don't do every week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I have to
do every week.
I've pushed 3 weeks. Oh, he goes on to say, not to mention people back in the day would only shower once a year and didn't clean their sheets. Yeah, but everyone dropped dead at 25. Back.
What is he talking about? Is Matt okay this morning?
Who?
Matt?
I don't know.
Okay.
Guess you just texted in. Your friend. The most toxic man in Rochester.
Big Ed.
Big Ed is here.
What does he have to bother us with this morning?
He's got a joke. Sup, guys?
It's Big Ed. I don't really want to hear it.
Well, just let me. He went through the trouble.
Yeah, I don't really want
to
hear it.
What did one snowman say to the other?
I don't.
Do you smell carrots? Jackie left.
Don't slander my name. No, I did not.
Oh, man. Dude, you're a gem, Big Ed. We appreciate you, buddy. Just keep them coming this morning. Thank you so much.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm going to go break the text line now.